I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Ramadan begins tomorrow in Pakistan. They're a day behind most of the world because of delayed moon sightings, which is a core aspect of the Muslim holy month. Nonetheless, Pakistani Christians are facing trouble. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
There are specific threats against churches and Christian leaders during Ramadan. The Muslims are looking for offense and will go out of their way to attack Christians.
Attacks are coming, but believers can't do anything about it because they can't afford the extra security. Please surround them in prayer. In Nepal, one boy's crayon drawing of the recent earthquakes captures the fear and confusion that all of the local kids are feeling right now. Despite the terrifying chaos, Reach Global, the humanitarian aid arm of the Evangelical Free Church of America, is providing safety and support with their child-friendly centers. Nepalese churches are providing education and shelter while teaching the kids that they can have hope and a father that loves them. See the boy's art with a link at our website. And in China, most orphans with Down syndrome are seen as unadoptable. But Bethany Christian Services disagrees and has created the Bamboo Project to find families for them. Bethany's Elizabeth McGinnis.
These children are very precious, of course, and we wanted to prove to both people in the U.S. and in China that these children are worthy of love and affection and loving families and are very much adoptable.
10 kids have already been adopted by Christian families who are teaching them about Jesus. Now it's your turn to help, whether it's by praying, sponsoring families, or adopting a child. Start your next step by going to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You need to sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes By Hearing, dramatized audio New Testament players. Just click on that Bible stick link at missionnews.org to qualify. I'm Greg Yoder.